Are you tired of feeling burned out? I know I used to feel burned out all the time, and then I discovered some tips, tools, and strategies to go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I will be sharing them on this show, as well as interviewing experts that are going to help you transform from exhausted to energized and stressed out to serene. If you're ready to break free from the burnout for good, let's jump into the show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman, helping you go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. We have a great guest here today. Her name is Ricky McKenna. Welcome to the show, Ricky.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. How are you?
I'm doing great. I want to tell my audience a little bit about you. Ricky is a functional certified nutritionist. She has been in this field for 25 years, and she is on a mission to revolutionize health and wellness through the power of food. So, Ricky, how did you get to be on this path? Were you always into health and wellness, or did something happen to cause you to go this route?
It's a combination of the two. I've always been athletic. Mm-hmm. And so in order to participate in athletics, you have to be in good health, really. Yeah. And you have to be in pretty good shape. And it keeps you, they work wonderfully together, keep you in good shape. And I've always loved to cook. I've always fiddled around in the kitchen. And actually, my late husband liked to cook, and both of my children are chefs. Well, one of them is actually a trained chef, but more by avocation than that's what they do all the time. But I figure when you can cook for 30 people a Thanksgiving meal, you're pretty much a chef. You're not just a cook. And my daughter's done that numerous times, and so has my son, and so have I. So I started in the nutrition field in 99 and took that into, people talk about what you should eat and how you should do this and what you shouldn't eat, that whole nine yards of things. And I realized there's a lot of myths out there, and also that people need to be educated to understand that they can't, that they need to be not, they don't need to be afraid of food. And one thing that a lot of the nutritionists and dietitians and so forth were telling people was not just, they don't told them not what not to eat and then said, go find something else to eat. And you've got to teach people and give them the idea of what they can eat and how to prepare it. And that's where I step in. How to prepare it, how to store it, what to buy for your individual needs. And it's basically an individualized program, although I do it for a lot of people. I do a show every week, actually. And that's how I got started. And in the pandemic, it was a natural because everybody was home. So I picked up on Zoom, and I've been there ever since. So it started in 2020 online. And I do have a podcast as well. McHealthy was my nickname from McKenna. And so now it's actually was pandemic cooking. It is now pan-tuitive because I'm an intuitive chef. And that's what I teach.
So an intuitive chef means you don't go by a recipe. You just know intuitively how much to put in?
Somewhat. Yeah, I create a lot of recipes that way. Basically, anybody can do intuitive cooking. I have a book that isn't just a cookbook. It's nutritionally based. But my premise is that no matter what the recipe says, unless it's strictly for baking and you need strict measurements, that you can take any recipe and make it your own, which is what I invite people to do in the book. And that way you can use the things that you really love rather than sticking to the recipe specifically. If you don't really like one thing, you can substitute it. So that's where the intuition comes in, and also creating a fun atmosphere in the kitchen. It doesn't have to be drudgery.
That's good. Now, there's so many philosophies right now on health. There's keto, paleo, vegan, raw, Mediterranean diet. Which is your philosophy? Which meal plan or program, or if any, maybe you make it different for every client, but which one do you resonate the most with?
It can be different for every client. Probably the Mediterranean and more towards keto, simply because the protein idea is great, but we need carbs for energy. Nutritionally, you've got to have carbs. And so it's picking the right carbs. And it's also, as you said, it's biochemical individualization, because none of us is the same as the other. Even twins have different biochemistry going on in their bodies. So that's what we work with. The you that wants to be the healthiest you can be with food.
Now, you say that you advocate for your clients, if and whenever possible, to get off medication. Yeah. Do you test them for food allergies to make sure they're not eating something that could cause them inflammation in the body?
Absolutely. There are lists all over the place. You can find lists of inflammatory foods online. However, people, there's so much information out there, Rebecca, that people get confused and they just go, I can't do this, you know, and it's a matter of, yes, you can do this if you break it down to what's digestible for you. Literally and figuratively. And if that's where I come in as a coach and help them work with what's really working for you. Also, I don't take anybody off medication. I can't do that. I'd lose my license. Mm-hmm. You check with your physician first. I mean, there are certain things that will help bring your A1C down, which is your glucose marker. And there
like
are certain
what?
Things.
Like what? Tell us. A lot of people are struggling with prediabetes, including me.
Yes.
My A1C has gotten as high as 5.8. So tell me what are some good tips to lower that A1C? I'm all ears.
Number one, high fiber foods. Yeah. And one of my favorite, high fiber fruits and vegetables, basically. Vegetables a lot. And one of my favorite tricks in the kitchen is scrub, don't peel. When it comes to things like any vegetables that have skins that can be edible, I'm not talking about eat an avocado skin, or
peel,
but something like sweet potatoes, carrots, you can scrub them rather than peeling them. Mm. And a whole variety of other things, turnips, beets, you're missing out on a lot of the minerals and vitamins that are in the skins and the fiber. And so that's one of the things that people don't understand. And if you find a recipe, for example, a sweet potato pie or something like that. And I do sweet potato brownies with pumpkin. And
where do you live? I'm coming to get that.
Send you the recipe.
Where are you? Where are you located?
Houston. Texas.
I can't show up tomorrow for some sweet potato brownies.
Darn.
In Los Angeles. Otherwise, I'd be there if you lived in Los Angeles.
Just a quick story on that. We were walking around the neighborhood after Halloween, and you know how people put their pumpkins out and they have them on their door. Well, there were a couple of really beautiful, clean as a whistle pumpkins at the curb, which meant they were there to be picked up by the trash people. And so I pinched one and I took it home with me, and it was an 8-pound pumpkin because I measured it. I weighed it just for fun. I took the pumpkin, cut it open, got a load of wonderful pumpkin seeds, which I cleaned and roasted with some garlic and salt and pepper. Mm. And then I took the flesh with the skin on, and I roasted some of it with a lot of savory spices, and I cut some of it off, and I threw it in a pot with water as you would any other squash, because pumpkin's a squash. And then I took the pumpkin from that and added it to the brownie recipe with a sweet potato. So it's all mixed in together. And we had a birthday party over the weekend, and the brownies went like there was no tomorrow, because they're moist and they're not icky sweet. I only use about maybe a quarter of a cup of honey in the recipe, plus chocolate chips. So you get a chocolate chip, sweet potato, pumpkin brownie that's unique. And you can eat a lot of them because they're not that caloric either.
Are you tired of endless diets and frustrating results? I know I was, and I didn't want to count calories, count macros, and I definitely didn't want to jab myself in the stomach with a needle to get the benefits of GLP-1. I'm so grateful I discovered the Body Transformation System. I have been on this easy-to-follow supplement program for a month, and I cannot even believe it. I went from 25% to 17% body fat. I haven't been under 20% body fat in my entire adult life. What I love about this system is it's all natural. It helps you regulate appetite, boost your metabolism, and burn fat. No chemicals, no needles, no harsh stimulants, no side effects, just results. All you have to do is go to the show notes to grab your sample. I can't wait for you to get the same results that I'm getting, and let's get lean and strong together. See you back in the show.
Wow, that sounds amazing. So keep going on how do we lower our blood sugar other than high fiber?
That's one of the things, using something like pumpkins and with the peels, mm-hmm. and your vegetables with peels. Okay. Also, exercise, move. Mm-hmm. When you sit, your cortisol goes up, and sometimes your A1C can go up with it. The other thing is, don't fear starches. You can lower your intake of starches like rice and pasta. So that will help. Because rice and pasta both have natural sugars. Okay, fruits have natural sugars.
So avoid rice and pasta.
To a point.
Yeah.
Don't deprive yourself.
Right.
If you want to go out and have a meal that includes rice, eat some. Watch the serving sizes as well, especially in a restaurant. Sometimes when you get a restaurant meal lately, they're so big, especially in Houston, like they tell you everything's bigger in Texas. Woo-hoo! It's like three meals in one. So some of it comes home.
Portion control.
Exactly.
Now, yes. Are you more an advocate for brown or white rice, which is healthier?
That's interesting. There's a controversy going on with, I think it's Dr. Gundry who speaks to eating white rice rather than brown rice because of lectins. And lectins are the things that can tell you when you're full. Mm-hmm. They're also something that we haven't evolved completely in the last however million years we're on Earth. Our digestive systems have not evolved enough to actually digest a lot of them. You can put some things in a pressure cooker, some vegetables and fruits in a pressure cooker to help dissolve or dissipate the lectins to make them absorbable. But other than that, I would stick to fruits and vegetables that you know work for you. And if you're feeling well and your digestive system is working well, which means you're probably pooping more than once a day, then you're doing well. And if you can't figure that out, you can call me.
Now, are you a believer of eating 4 to 6 mini meals a day or 3 meals a day in intermittent fasting?
That's a very interesting question. I've tried both of those things. I like the intermittent fasting idea because it gives me my morning clear and it allows me to eat up until about 7-8 o'clock in the evening and then have a cup of tea or actually some nuts before I decide to go to bed, just a small handful of nuts. And then I'm clear. I do get up and I'll have water. Please drink more water. No matter how much you're drinking, you can probably always drink more. That helps. That helps cleanse your body and set it up for your being able to eat more. As far as the, back to the keto and the paleo and that kind of thing, I think a combination, if you're confused, the Mediterranean diet is probably the most practical and is high in fruits and vegetables. It does include meats, but a lot of fish. And yeah. I'm an advocate for that. The combo of paleo and keto that works for you, it's got to be individualized, is also kind of logical. And I'm a Virgo, so I'm kind of logical. It's really what works for you, and it's an experiment. my only dictate about that is please use fresh. Fresh is first.
Fresh first. I like that.
Absolutely. And food first. I wrote a column for years up in Colorado entitled Food First. Read labels. If I could tell anybody one hint as far as if they're buying packaged foods, read labels. Please, if you can't figure out what's in there, don't buy it. Put your roller skates.
If you can't pronounce it, don't buy it, right?
Right. Put your skates on and go around the perimeter for the roll of fresh foods.
Yes, absolutely. What are the supplements that we should all be taking?
First of all, back to what you asked about testing. You can test for your supplements by finding out from your doctor what are the levels of your different supplements in your system. Right. For example, vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin D particularly, which is one that people are usually low on because we've been in the house so long, we don't get enough sunshine. But also some of the foods we don't eat, like mushrooms that have D. The other thing is test for allergies, for sensitivities, and be mindful of that when you're shopping. Of course, most people are. But again, read the labels, because I have a friend who actually regurgitated her beautiful appetizer on the first date with a guy.
Wow.
That she was crazy about, because nobody in the restaurant, like the server, said there are mushrooms, there are this, that, and the other thing. She's deathly allergic to mushrooms. So be careful in restaurants and ask what's in something. If it's a lovely special, find out what's in it.
Great advice. So are there any vitamins or supplements that you think most people are deficient in or should be on?
D and magnesium, probably, for two things. And you've got, the thing is, have your doctor do the testing for the vitamins, deficiencies or overabundance. I have one client who just, every time something new comes down the pike, he decides to try it. And I keep telling him, stop doing that. You're throwing yourself out of balance. And that's what can happen. Your body is a delicate machine. It's an incredible miracle. But you have to keep it in balance. If I ever get a tattoo, it's going to be the yin-yang symbol for balance, you know, on my forehead. Because that's the most important thing. So as far as the vitamins and minerals, it can't hurt you to take a little extra C every day, especially for boosting your immune system. Vitamin D, B+. And I mean, by B+, I mean, there's a whole complement of vitamins from B1 to B12. And there's actually a B13, which got a new name for something. But have your body tested for that. Do a blood test for it. And I think also a saliva test. And it's not difficult at all. But once you find out, make sure that the supplements that you get are from a reputable company. I ran a supplement department in a large store once where we had everything from cheap stuff, which I called leave it there, and the more expensive vitamins that were actually made with integrity that actually had what was said on the label. So you have to be very careful. And I don't want to mention any names online, but I use some vitamins that can't be purchased in most stores. They're for medical professionals and for nutritional professionals. So I recommend those. But in the stores, there are several which I would recommend. So if anyone's interested in that, I'm happy to answer their questions.
If you had a billboard on the side of the road, Ricky, and it could say your philosophy of life in one sentence, what would it say?
That's a tough one. Probably... you're an individual. You need to eat for your personal body chemistry and energy.
Beautiful. How can people stay in touch with you?
Well, I am on Facebook. It's Ricky McKenna. And I think it has Ricky McKenna : food for thought. That is what is usually, it's on my logo. I am on Patreon. There's a membership site that gets all my recipes after I do each of my classes online. My website is rickiskitchen.net, R-I-C-K-I-S kitchen.net, one word. And there's a schedule on there, a weekly schedule for shows every week. And they're on Thursdays, 11 a.m. Central.
Perfect. Well, Ricky, thank you so much for being on the show. And everyone, you have been listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman, taking you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another amazing episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I hope you found great advice and actionable tips. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend. And if you loved it, rate, review, and subscribe. We are so excited to watch you transform from burned out to blissed out as you continue with us on this transformation journey. Until next time, keep your vibe high and magnetize. Imagine looking back at the end of 2025 and saying the best decision I ever made in the entire year was going to the Mindset Manifestation Retreat in Playa del Carmen, Mexico with Rebecca. Not only will we set intentions, goals, and strategies for your new year, we will give you 21 customized affirmations, a vision board, a power word, a playlist, and every tool you need to get all seven pillars of your life to a level 10 and to crush your goals in 2025. In addition to all the goal setting and masterminding, you'll get to relax in a luxury spa, do yoga, and have a sound bath, all at a beautiful retreat in amazing Playa del Carmen, Mexico. And if you can't make it all the way to Mexico, which I know you want to do, and I can't wait to see you in Mexico, I'm having a little mini version of that on December 29th. It is a free training I do every year for my community called the New Year, New You Workshop, where you will get 21 customized affirmations to make sure that 2025 is your best year ever. Go to the show notes to learn more. I'll see you at the retreat.